Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for attending another Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Happy Halloween to everybody. It is October 31st, Monday, 2011. And I have a confession to make. Over the weekend, this past Saturday, I was partying. Yep. You know, yeah, I've been to parties before. I've been in the environment. But this past weekend, I was dancing and singing along and having a good time. For those of you who know me, don't worry. I'm not on any type of drugs or anything like that. I'm just learning to embrace the experience of L.A. and party and work hard and play and party and all that good stuff. I was at the Crown Bar on Santa Monica Boulevard. And I was there having a great time, as I said. And as I was at the party, I couldn't help but notice the trending sounds of electronic music that the DJ kept playing. You know, this is new to me because, you know, like I said, I'm not really much a party person. Apparently, it's the musical choice for many people who enjoy their party experience. So I paid a lot of attention to this and did my research. And it's right on time for the musical connoisseurs and everyone who's listening in, because our guest today is someone who performs in that genre. Yes, indeed. Our guest today, she's an international dance electronic music artist. And the sounds you will hear from her, not only has the electronic influence, but it has hints of Lady Gaga, Rihanna, and Beyonce. It's influenced by her soul vocals. Her style is refreshing and gives new light to electronic dance music. This is one rising dance artist that puts passion and sass into her work. I'm so excited to have her on this show. I recently saw her, and she told me that her career is on the rise, and indeed it very much is. Met her back in March in an acting class, and she's just doing things. Please put your hands together for Charisse. Charisse, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, Motown.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you
so much
for having me on today.
Oh, thank you for being on. Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
Yes. But first and foremost, I have to ask you a very, very serious and important question, all right?
Uh-oh. Okay.
I just got to know, and my viewers got to know, what happened? And I'm asking you what happened because you are trained in classical jazz or blues performance, and you have a Christian background, and I know you were singing in church. I know you were singing in the choir, but now you're doing electronic music. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't necessarily see the transition and how that happened. So, can you explain?
Yes, I can. Actually, with my classical and jazz background, I really got interested in soul music, and you know, there's a lot of soul in church. And when I was living in Denver, I actually joined a funk hip hop band. You know, we toured a little bit around Colorado. We opened up at the Democratic National Convention. It was a lot of fun. And you know, a lot of people love to dance to funk, so I got really engrossed in the dance world. And when I moved to L.A., although I love funk and hip-hop music, I kind of, you know, looked at the music market and where things were going. And, you know, dance music is really in right now. And I kind of fell in love with dance electronic music, you know, like Lady Gaga type stuff and some of the stuff that, you know, Rihanna is doing right now and, you know, just commercially viable house music. So, you know, it just took off from there. I met a great producer, DJ Jounce, and, you know, we've had a great relationship. He's a couple of the tracks that we've worked on together is going to be on my new album coming up this year, next year, actually, February 2012. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just fell in love with it, and that's where it's gone from there.
Okay. Well, I guess it's okay to dance to electronic music for Jesus, right? We can do that, too. We can. It don't matter what type of music or genre. You can dance for Jesus. So let's talk about your first album. It's entitled Destiny, correct?
Yes.
And that's coming out in February 2012. Give it up for that. I'm excited. So
you've already been
making sales with downloads worldwide, correct? Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, it's going really well. You know, we did kind of a test run, and we put a couple of tracks out there for free because I'm known as an unknown artist, you know, in the dance world right now. So we did a test run and put a couple of tracks out for free on the market,
mm-hmm.
and it's going gangbusters. I mean, 120,000 downloads worldwide. My music's already aired on an international platform with 6 million viewers. I've been on there a couple times on VMOS TV. So things are going really great, you know, picking up steam really fast.
Nice. What I want to do is I want to play one of your tracks so the viewers can get a sample of what you're all about and what to expect because you are blowing up. So let's play. The first track I want to play is Ooh La La. Tell me about that. Set it up for us.
Yeah, Ooh La La is kind of like my first baby, I guess, in the song, in, you know, in consideration of songs. Larry Saldano, an amazing writer and producer here in LA, wrote the track. We got together and, you know, I wrote the lyrics and the melody and everything, did the vocals to the track. And then, you know, we took it to DJ Downs. He's got a great ear. He did post-production on it. We relayed vocals in his studio and then sent it off to Silas Mears Thomas, who is an amazing mixing and mastering engineer in Denver. And, you know, it turned out great. I'm really proud of the track. I'm really excited about it. Just cut a music video that'll be airing on TVC Latino coming up here in a couple of months. It's the largest cable network in the world. That's going to be airing soon. So we're really, really excited about the video. Alexander Aguirre is the director. He's an amazing director, great visionary. We also had an amazing DP on set, Adam Watson. He was great. And Victoria Brown did the choreography. So we just had a really great cast of people for the video, and we're really excited about it. So La La will also be on my Beatport and over 400 digital distributors soon. So we're excited.
Hey, I'm excited. I think everybody's patiently excited, too. So let's play Ooh La La.
All right. Thanks.
Let's say more feel.
That. Now, look, I got to ask you a straight-up question. Now, you know, not all of that was English. And
right.
To my bad understanding of French, I'm thinking that was French. My French is hard. I'm supposed to know French, but I don't. But I think that was French. Am I correct?
That is French, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have another question for you. I'm not a music guru or anything like that, but normally when people use French in their music, it ain't for political reasons. It's
right.
For something really kinky and, love enticed. So,
yeah.
So is that the same reason? Can you translate a little bit for me?
Oh, yes. Well, you hit the nail right on the head. It is a little kinky.
All right. Okay, children, close your ears, please.
Baisse-moi in French means kiss me or the other.
Oh, okay.
Hey. yeah, when I was originally writing to the track, Larry Saldana, the producer that wrote the track, I gave him some lyrics and he's like, "That's great, you know, but can you make it more kinky or sexy?" And I was like, "Okay, so." We did some research, and he kind of wanted a French feel to the song, so I did a little bit of research and came up with some fun words. So that's where Baisse-moi, we came up with that, and it rhymed with ooh la la, so there you go.
Oh, I like it. I like it a little kinky. I'm going to go up to girls and say, Baisse-moi, feel good. I got me a new tagline to pick up women. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Cherie. Thank you.
You're
I've been
welcome,
waiting for
no
this. Thank you.
I'm so glad I can help you out.
Oh, you are helping me out more than you know. I'm struggling out here, so thank you. So in general, what's the synopsis of the song about?
The song is about basically a woman who falls, you know, falls in love and finds out that her man is cheating on her. And, you know, she wants to know if all the rumors that she's hearing are true. And then kind of in the end, she decides that she doesn't really care if he is or not because she's so in love with him. And she'll just take it as it comes, basically. Oh. So, yeah.
Whoa. Wow. That sounds, wow. You know, first off, I mean, I'm sorry you have to go through this, Charisse. This is your experience, correct? I'm so sorry.
No, it's not my experience. No,
not your experience.
No. No, I write from experience a lot, but I'm also very imaginative. You know, I'm an actor too, so I use my experience and I use like other people's experiences too to write. So I've, thank goodness, never gone through that, but I know a lot of people that have. So
I see. You know, I believe you. But I'm hearing so many artists these days saying, no, that's not my experience. You know, I'm kind of questionable, but I do believe you. But I won't sit here and tell you that I'm going to believe the next artist that tell me, oh, no, it's not my experience. I'm not going to believe the next one completely. I'm not. I'm just being real with you. All right?
Okay.
But I'm going to believe you.
Okay.
So set me up for this next track, Animal Instinct. What's this about? Or give me the background and how it was created first.
Well, Animal Instinct was a year in the making. The music was written by Beta Control, an amazing producer. I just can't say enough good things about him. He's from Miami, so you have a friend from Florida.
Hey, hey.
Miami in the house. He wrote the track originally for another artist and another mainstream artist who's currently working at a radio station. He had a top 40 Billboard song out with Eliza King. And it was originally written for Flo Rida, actually. And the radio station just didn't get it. They, at the time, Dutch House really wasn't in. This has a lot of Dutch House influence. So he kind of thought to himself, you know what, it's okay because it's going to be big anyways. So he hung on to the track, and then we started working together not too long ago, and I really liked the track. I decided to write to it, and we were actually working in the studio on a bunch of other stuff one day, and I said, you know what, I came up with lyrics and a melody for the song, but I only have 15 minutes. I was like, I got to leave, and he's like, well, you know what, let's just lay it. He's like, let's lay the vocals. So we did it in 15 minutes. He loved it. He had a huge smile on his face, so I knew that it was going to be a hit, you know. And it's signed up to be released with Rock Band, video games. So that'll be released in the new year, and it's one of the first dance electronic songs to be signed to Rock Band. So we're pretty thrilled, you know. It's going pretty far.
That's big. I mean, both Ooh La La and Animal Instinct is going to be on Rock Band, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, it is big. I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you. So let's keep the people waiting so much longer. Let's play Animal Instinct.
All right.
Oh,
got my head spinning. Animal Instinct, ladies and gentlemen, by Cherise. Now, I didn't hear any French in that song, but
no.
Why do I feel like it's got one of those kinky messages, too? Is that an ongoing theme?
I think it is.
Say no more. I think I know. I don't want to get in trouble by, you know, by the FCC or anything like that. But let's keep talking. This is just amazing. I mean, your career is flourishing. Everything is going well. You're getting ready to go on tour. We're going to talk about that in a second. But all of this has inspired you to start an electronic music management company. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, you know, I've started working with DJs that, you know, they're also producers, so they're really engrossed in their work, and they just have a hard time finding time to, you know, book their gigs and find publicity. So I'm starting an electronic dance music management company. It'll mostly encompass DJs, but I also want to bring on, you know, a few singer-songwriters and a few MCs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to kick off here in the next couple of months, and I already have a couple, you know, DJ Jounce is being considered for one of my artists that I'm going to represent. So it'll start out here locally, and we may go international.
Nice. International seems to be the ongoing theme for you, too, because you're working on a tour, 20 to 30 cities and a Europe tour. What's going on? Tell us about all this.
Yeah. Well, Beta Control and I are in the process of we just got signed to a booking agency, and we're planning a United States tour. We're going to hit about 20 to 30 cities next year. And, you know, starting out here locally in California, and then we're going off to Europe. We're going to hit up Germany and London, and may also do Paris. So really stoked about that.
Nice. Now, you know, as an artist, you have given us a whole gamut of information, but you also do a lot of other things. As you said, you're also an actor, but there's something about some Tequila Last Standing show that you're a part of. What's that about?
Yeah, I'm currently hosting a tequila show. It's a basically a reality show about tequila, how it's processed and aged, and you know, tequila's kind of becoming the next I guess wine, if you will. There's a lot of connoisseurs out there, so we're TVC Latino is actually hosting the show, and that's going to be available on lasttequilastanding.com. It'll be available also on filmon.com, and so that's going November 25th to the 28th. So there'll be contests, you know, viewers will get to win prizes online, and it's just a really fun show. Learn a lot about tequila.
Very nice. So you said you're hosting the show?
Yeah, I'm one of the hosts with Raywin Bailey. So
Raywin, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel kind of threatened. I mean, you're a host, too. Is my job going to be in jeopardy? You trying to... I'm just saying. You're so talented at all you do. Goodness gracious. Oh, wow. Oh,
no,
man.
I can never say that to the Motown, so... Summaries.
Wow. Listen, I got a couple surprises for you, all right?
Oh, I like
first surprise is that... you know, I did some research, and I know that out of anybody, musical artist that you would love to meet, you would love to meet Aretha Franklin. Is that correct?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would probably cry or, like, act like a 12-year-old girl if I met her.
Well, Cherise, you didn't know this, but Aretha Franklin's my auntie. Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay, I'm just kidding. No, let me stop. I am just kidding. But you know what? That's not a surprise at all. It's just a joke gone bad. But what I do have as a surprise, is there's someone on the line who wants to talk to you. I have no clue who it is, but we're going to get them on the line and see what they got to say, okay? But before we get them on the line, I need you to plug your website right now so people can contact you, okay?
Sure. My current website is Cherise.net. That's Cherise.net. N-E-T.
Mm-hmm.
And my actually will be going up here this week at Cherise.com.
Nice. Okay, repeat it one more time so they can get it.
That's SHERRYCE.net.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So we got somebody on the line from a 323 number. Are we going to get them on the line? You are on the line. Who are you and why are you calling?
My name is Raylan Bailey, and I'm calling because I know this person on the other side that you're interviewing. And I just have to say, it's been an absolute blessing to know this human being. So I have to share how awesome she is.
Share, share.
Well, I've met Charisse 2 years ago, and we met at a mutual sort of hiring. And when we were there, I looked at this girl, and I was like, oh, she's cool. Oh, she was cool. I like her. I like her a lot. She's really lovely. And then little did I know that I was going to be working with her on several projects later on down the road. And she has just been an absolute joy, a complete professional to work with, always positive, always trying to make everything much better than it is, and always working it out, actually. That's really kind of the most pleasant thing about her, is that she makes everything better. So her music is incredible. She has so far to go with it, and I'm just really happy to share that with her as a friend and as a colleague as well. So I don't know. I had to say that I love this girl, and she is kicking butt on the music front, and she is going to take people down. So I just have to let everyone know that, so watch out.
Thank you,
Ray.
Love you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was awesome, Raylan. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling.
No problem. Take care and stay awesome.
Thank you, girl.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, that was a good surprise, Motown.
That was. better than Aretha Franklin. You don't need no Aretha Franklin right now. You got Raylan Bailey calling for you. That was awesome.
Right.
That was awesome. Well, Charisse, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for being a guest on the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle.
Oh, thank you for having me, Motown. I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh, no doubt. Look, first of all, I want you to plug your website one more time so people can get in contact with you.
Okay, it's Charisse.net. That's SHERRYCE.net, NET, and Charisse.com will also be up in a couple of weeks.
That sounds good. Now I have one question for you, and I think you should be able to answer this question. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right, with no problem. All right, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, who is the future of late night television?
Motown Maurice.
That's what I'm talking about. Charisse, the musical, electronic musical artist sensation coming to your music library very soon. Thank you very much for being on the show. I'm looking forward to a follow-up.
Thank you so much, Maurice. Have a great day.
Thanks. Take care. Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Charisse, coming to the stores, coming to a music library near you. This is Motown Maurice. Signing off, make sure you check out my website, MotownMaurice.com. Follow my quest. Until next time.